and as soon as he got back, he sent Selfer north to pick up my cohort. All the way to the stronghold? No, not quite. In case of any difficulty, he'd stationed them along the southern line. They were riding through Westbells now, and Pox waved to Marshal Torin, who stood watching with an uncertain expression. She pulled the red horse out of line and went to him. "It's Doran's cohort of Phelan's company," she said quickly. "They've come to help."
"I gathered it was his, from the pennant," he said. "By Gerd, they move fast. When did they leave the north?"
"I don't have the whole story yet," said Pox. "Someday..." And she turned again and rode after them, for the column was past already. Again at the head of it, riding into the rising sun, Pox felt at home. Doran reined her horse, close to Pox's. "Pox, I never expected to see you again, let alone riding at my side this day, and you look... I've never seen you looking better. How did you get free of them? And that mark?"
"Gerd's grace," said Pox.
"I can't explain it all, but they kept their bargain, at least to leaving me alive. Then the gods gave healing. That mark began as Liart's brand." "I presume," she said with a sidelong glance, "that they had more for me to do. Something is stirring the Thieves' Guild. They had a part in it." Doran nodded. "The Duke. The King. Blast. I must get that straight in my mind. Anyway, he said something about the Thieves' Guild. They wouldn't let the Liartians kill him there, he said. But how did that help you?"
"Oh, a couple of years ago, after I left the company, I met a thief in Brewer's Bridge."
Doran grunted, and Pox went on. "A priest of Acrea had set up a band of robbers in a ruined keep near there, and the town hired me to find and take them. This thief, he said he was after the commander because they hadn't been paying their dues to the guild."
Doran shook her head.
"I have a hard time imagining a paladin of Gerd with a thief for a friend."
Pox thought of Arvid.
"Well, he's not a thief, exactly. Or my friend, exactly, either."
Doran looked even more dubious.
Pox went on.
"So he says. Obviously he's high in the guild, but he's never said exactly what he does do. He's not like any thief I ever heard of, but in this instance he saved my life. He's the one who arranged to have me taken outside the city, alive or dead, when the time was up. And he killed someone who had bargained to kill me."
Doran turned to look at her. "A thief?"
"Yes."
Pox wondered whether to tell Doran that Gerd had as much interest in thieves as kings, but decided against it. A knight of Falk, born into a noble family, had certain limitations of vision, even after a lifelong career as a mercenary captain.
"Humph. I may have to change my mind about thieves."
From Doran's tone, that wasn't likely. Pox laughed.
"You needn't. Arvid's uncommon."
"He's never robbed your pocket," said Doran shrewdly.
"No, that's true. Just the same, he took no advantage when he might have, in Brewer's Bridge, and he served me here."
She rode a moment in silence, squinting against the level rays of the rising sun. "What does the king expect? That he called your cohort in? And what did the council think of it?"
Doran frowned.
"He said they would never have released him if they hadn't thought they could take him before the coronation. That they thought with you out of the way to attack somewhere on the road. The Crown Prince would have given him a larger escort, but he refused it. Said it might be needed even in Varela."
"What does he have?"
"I suppose near 70 fighters altogether. A half cohort of royal guards, the 10 squad out of this cohort, those king's squires, the high marshal, and another marshal, plus supply and servants. An incredible amount. The royal guard insists..."